This is a report that was done by the HSE, the Royal College of Surgeons, and the training bodies within them, that says for level three hospitals, this has to be done. And, you know, the stats I've outlined there go across all level three hospitals in relation to the non-permanency, the age profile of consultants and stuff like that there as well. And if we're going to deliver a proper health service, you have to address this. And the report specifically calls for a targeted response to be put in place with a small number of hospitals that they can be rolled out, that the measures can be tried out and see how they work. The department hasn't recognised that. And the department, in response to PQ from me, the minister replied that it's basically going to take a scattergun approach to it, which we're not going to learn anything from it. We're not going to see any real changes, and that's the problem, because we need to see changes in our health services, because all of what you've outlined there about throwing money at it and stuff like that there, that's not going to work. And we have to accept that the population is growing here.
Deputy,
that health services have to develop and have to improve. And to do that, you have to take on board what the reports that have been there.
Deputy, I'll raise the matter directly with the Minister for Health. Just to say, it's not a question of just throwing money at it as well. It's about getting the outcomes, the health outcomes, and improved health outcomes for our people. And I've given you just some examples of that, where we've seen life expectancy and other rates actually improve over the course of the few years. In relation to Letterkenny, we've seen since January 2020 an increase in staffing of about 25%. In 2020, did a budget of 157 million. Its budget has now grown by 39 million as well, and that's an increase of 25% in just over 4 years. We've 22 new beds have been opened in LUH as well. Okay, capital investment is in place too. I do take your point with regard to the implementation group, and I do commit to you here today that I will specifically raise those matters directly with the Minister for Health and ensure that the Minister for Health responds to you directly on the matters that you've raised here today.